Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm gonna have a good day today. Gonna have a good time anyway. Put it all behind me. Lay it all away. Gonna be a good day.
7 at the hour. The Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Jennifer is under the weather, hopefully back on the morrow. Well, we can do something about Jennifer. Can't do anything about Justice Scalia, who's more under the weather. As Rush Limbaugh used to say, he's assumed room temperature. And so with his going quail hunting, this ranch that he went to is right outside of El Paso. I wonder what sort of hoopla. This is our affiliation with KTSM. In El Paso, one of the longest running affiliations we have with this program. People listening there, what sort of local input is there? Is just they brought him into a local El Paso mortuary and then he's going to be flown back to Washington.
That's done. He's here.
Yeah. Is he back to Washington now? Yeah. Okay. Lots of input. The trending stories at DougSteffen.com today, focusing on all of the political hopefuls, presidential operatives. Who were talking a lot about what to do, what did he do, how did it work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Some of the input on social media, Billy writes, this is the backward thinking of the GOP. They'll convince themselves that being obstructionist will win them the popular vote, when in reality, isn't the whole country tired of that predictable response? The answer, Billy, is yes, they don't get it. They do not get it. They don't get it. And the Democrats just as bad, both sides. Don writes, the president should nominate. That's his right and duty. Senate could then advise and consent, which is their place. The people will then judge and vote accordingly to the senator's actions, period. Yep, that's the right way to handle it. Don, thank you for that. Blake writes, deeply disturbing. The immoral and foolish far left is destroying our nation. Well, you could say that. I don't know about destroying the nation. They're not helping. The radical right and the liberal left are not where the mainstay, and thank God for that. Except that during the primary season, when you put somebody in, like I suppose Obama would be an example of that, who certainly is no moderate, then you get what you get. And then in order to get elected, for people to get into positions of power in the primaries, they have to say what the right. I mean, listen to what George Bush said, a lot of the others, about who needs to be nominated, a strict constructionist and a conservative. They all use that, throw that phony word conservative around. And, you know, what does it get you? Or phony, the liberals and that terminology. And what you get is what you get and what you got. So where is there? It's a hard row to hoe. It's hard to find people that will be acceptable, especially with the torrent of negativism, thanks to the 24-hour news cycle. It comes from both sides. All these experts and commentators. Why listen to that garbage? Listen to yourself. Listen to your own thinking and follow your own guidance. What really bothers me, one of the reasons we don't put political callers, or one of the reasons that I don't do, I mean, this season I find myself nauseous having to spend as much time on this as I feel we do, because it is the season and it is important and it is about the future of the country. But you listen to the pandering of these people, it's nauseous. It really is. And so, anyway, here's Robert, who writes, lots to talk about. Nothing. The 2014 election of GOP Senate assured that Obama won't win approval of a nominee. He can nominate till he's blue in the face. I don't think that's true. I think he could find somebody in the middle, but they want to posture.
He won't, though.
Yeah.
He won't. He's going to try and leave a legacy, and they won't let it happen. And
no.
We'll sit here and argue about it until the next president comes.
Let's not argue, Richie. I don't like arguing.
No, you and I are going to be fine. We could find somebody. You and I could agree on somebody.
Absolutely. Me.
Right.
Yep. I'd be a great Supreme Court justice. What, I would be.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think you have the, you wouldn't want anything for life.
Well, that's true. Yeah, it would be good. I'd stay for a while.
Yeah,
and
right.
The only thing I've got for life is...
And you'd be like, all right, I'm bored of this. I got to get out of here.
The only thing that is about life or for life is me being on this radio program. Can you imagine a Supreme Court justice doing a radio program? How cool would that be?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it would be. I always thought I almost ran for Congress a number of years ago in Florida when there was a vacancy. I can't remember who the guy was, but it was in the district in Palm Beach where I've had family and been there on the radio, been connected to that area for 40 years. And it really, at that time, it sort of went through. I think you and I talked about that.
Yeah.
If I was early on when I was here with you and doing a program from Washington as a congressman, that'd be cool. You could do it.
Now, you can't do it while you're running.
No, you can't do it while you're running.
But you could do it while you are sitting an active congressman.
And then you'd have a big to-do about, well, what is the election cycle away? These bozos in the news media. As soon as we get a president in 2016, they'll be on to, okay, who's going to be the next president? It's asinine. We were talking about, Meredith and I were talking about this Saturday night with this stuff. There's nothing new coming from these debates. It's just a news media fiasco, a way for them to make money and get an audience. It's just too much. What are they saying that's new? Nothing, other than now that Scalia's dead. That gives them something to talk about, but there's nothing new in all this.
The main purpose at this point is, okay, my guy is gone. Like for me, I liked Carly Fiorina.
Yeah.
She's gone. Okay, so now who do I like?
That's
I don't know.
Next.
You know.
Listen to me, Richie. I'll guide you.
Yeah.
I'll guide you well.
You'll have me voting for Bloomberg.
Yep, I might, as a matter of fact.
Please. Not happening.
13 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In a moment, the results of a driver going the wrong way.
Been there.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the heart of a 49er defense that won 4 Super Bowls. In addition to laying brutal hits, he picked off 63 passes, 6th all-time, on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Watch Ronnie Lott bang!
So where is Ronnie Lott now? Ronnie opened an investment firm called HRJ Capital, but after reports surfaced that Ronnie and his partners may have shifted some of the company's debt to investors, the SEC launched an investigation in 2011. Ronnie also owns World Sports Cafe in Fresno, California, where you can order up the ready-to-rumble wings with a side of game day garlic fries.
And few people take you to the laundromat like Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott, one of the hardest hitters in the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. For 8 years now, the USDA has been disposing of military nuclear waste by exposing grocery store hamburger to it because it happens to eradicate E. coli bacteria and insects. Michael Colby, former director, Food and Water.
That's 30 million chest x-rays is what was approved to expose our hamburger meat to.
Enough radiation to kill the host cow in under 10 seconds. At high radiation levels, America's massive deregulated meats are nuked for bacteria, staving off costly lawsuits from the 20,000-plus E. coli poisonings a year. Michael Colby.
You're going to take that fecal-contaminated piece of meat, and you're going to zap it with the equivalent of 30 million chest x-rays, and then we're going to call it safe.
Look for Radiation's logoed flower with a circle around it on packaging.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How do you explain a parent's illness to a child? The best way and the science of it? Well, it comes from a good friend. Recently, one of my dear friends explained that she was going to the hospital for surgery, and she asked, Dr. Buff, how do I tell my children? Step one, honesty is the best policy. Children must be kept informed, but in small doses they can understand. Next, while you're in the hospital, make sure family routines are maintained. Bedtime at the same time, meal at the same points during the day, any deviation from routine screams something's wrong to a child. Finally, let the child care for you when you come home. Avoid them, they'll think something's up and worry about you more. What's the cheap psychological trick? Honesty, routine, caring. Works like chicken soup. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so let's have the sense of a couple of talk radio callers that we recorded earlier about the passing of Scalia and how it ought to be handled. Here's a caller who doesn't believe a Supreme Court appointment ought to be politicized by either side.
The thing to me is, if a true jurist is appointed, it's not going to matter what party is in the executive branch. I mean, just look. Remember Sandra Day O'Connor. You know, it's if you have an independent judiciary with a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court, it's going to free their reins from the political bindings that they have, just as the framers had intended. So to see what's about to happen here with the very partisan fights that are going to happen outside of the Senate, which, I mean, a bloodbath of a confirmation hearing really is, you know, to be expected. Mm-hmm. But we have Scalia was unanimously confirmed. Ginsburg was unanimously confirmed. We are in an environment today that is very toxic, and this should not be politicized.
Yeah, I think he's right about that.
Good luck with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. How are you going to keep that from happening?
Let me know how that works out for you.
Yeah. Here's a caller says the president has the right to pick a nominee and the Senate has a right to block him.
This is a complete shock, I'll tell you, with Scalia. I turned on the TV last night, I saw the news, and I kind of shrieked like a little girl, and my wife come running in. What's the matter? When I pointed at I couldn't even speak, I pointed to the TV, but, you know, she doesn't follow it, so she didn't get the severity of it. I think this next election, I mean, just it's increased 10 or 100 fold who gets in this next election. I'm independent, but I am a conservative, and just this is kind of like a free pick for Obama. I think he will, and it kills me to say, I think he has the right to do it, to pick. I mean, he is a sitting president. I hate to say that because I don't want to imagine who he's going to throw up there. I also think it's the Senate's, you know, Senate's job to block them if they can, and if they want to, they hold the Senate. As Obama's fond of saying, elections have consequences.
Take a deep breath, sir.
Yeah. Looks like he needs one. Short of it.
But isn't it amazing how people take all this, oh my God, this is horrible. This is, how is this going to affect your life when it gets right down to the brass tacks of it all?
Well, listen, the way that we're being governed over the past decade or more, the district courts and the Supreme Courts are more in play than it seems like they've ever been.
Well, that's why I asked the question.
We make a law in the state of Virginia here, and then who knows what court's going to overturn it. In California, but those people, whatever they vote for never gets in play because it gets overturned.
Anxiety and fear are part of all of this. Speaking of that, the governor's counselor in Oklahoma who resigned, there's another investigation, executions in Oklahoma, much the same as in Texas and some of the other states where there are a lot of them, Florida, becoming very much a political football. There's another official, this is the third one, who stepped down since a grand jury began investigating all these mistakes. Remember, well, we've talked about the death penalty and whether or not there, with consciousness, ought to be, a bottom line to the death penalty and how it is applied. But the state of Oklahoma has made all kinds of mistakes. And so let me turn this around for a second, because there's a situation in Ohio that took place over the weekend where the driver of a wrong-way car killed five people. This guy had been in jail earlier in the day on a DUI. So he gets out, he gets drunk, he goes down Interstate 75 in Dayton, and he kills five people in an SUV. There's the death penalty. And as far as I'm concerned, this guy deserves to, either that or people say, well, he deserves to live with himself in jail without having any alcohol for the rest of his life to live with what he did. There have been 10 fatal crashes like this in Ohio in the past year. People who get out after a DUI, 10 of them were like 40 people have died in the last year. 21 after the hour on Good Day.